The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
The words were recorded by the evangelist Luke, the 23rd chapter of his gospel, verse 46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The title of the devotion is, "If I Should Die." My mother taught me that prayer when I was small. I learned it by listening as she stood by my bed to tuck me in at night. At first, she asked me to repeat each line after her. Then we began saying it together. It wasn't long before I could say it all by myself. I wonder what she thought when she heard me say, "If I should die before I wake." I don't think she expected that would happen, but she had already buried two of her children. She surely gave the phrase more thought than I did. To me, those words touch my reality no more than the saying, "Once upon a time." I did not know anyone who had died. My greatest loss was a puppy that was run over by a car. Death was not in my field of vision when I was a young child. Now it is. Death has now invaded my life. I find I cannot keep it out. I cannot drive it out. The words, "Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return," have sealed my fate. I cannot keep myself alive forever. I cannot keep my loved ones alive. I no longer think in terms of "if I die." Now it is "when I die." The question has become, "How will I die?" My answer is just like Jesus. Not by crucifixion. I hope not by crucifixion, but whenever and however it happens, I want to return my soul to the one who gave it to me, just like Jesus did. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Maybe Jesus will return on clouds of glory before I leave this earth. Yet I'm not counting on that. I expect my soul will one day leave this body, just like the soul of Jesus left his. I want to place my soul into the hands of my Heavenly Father, just like Jesus did. I want to rise from the dead, just like Jesus did. I want to die safe and happy, just like Jesus did. That's more than a wish. It's more certain than a hope. It stands on a promise bought and paid for on a cross. John the fisherman was the only one of the 12 disciples not to be killed for following Jesus. He finished out his years isolated on an island. He had grieved as the other disciples left this earth one by one. The first one to go was his brother, James. What pain that must have caused him. By inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he wrote 5 books of the Bible. This one, the Revelation of St. John, was unlike any other. Jesus appeared to him from heaven. He commanded John to write down what he was about to reveal. John did. About halfway through the revelation, John reports, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.'" Another word for blessed is happy. The death of Jesus bought happiness for those who believe in him. With my soul in the loving hands of my Savior God, I can die happy. So can you. I can still pray, "If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." So can you. With an eye toward Golgotha, we ask Jesus, "Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfolds thee. Who dieth thus, dies well." Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions, or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.